What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for being with me. My name is Will Johnson. We're talking about the FBI arresting CCP members here in the United States of America. But who are they not arresting is the question. Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. How you doing, everybody? Thank you so much for being here. If you haven't already, please, I'm asking you, if you have not already, hit the share button. Hit the share button, hit the thumbs up. It really does make a difference. You know what? You get to decide, right? You get to decide how many people tune in, because every time you hit the thumbs up, like on Rumble, it actually makes it go up in the charts. So you get to decide if everyone is watching on Rumble right now, even on the replay, if you hit the thumbs up on the video, it really makes a difference, right? You get to help me on that. Same thing on Facebook. Facebook, if you hit the share button on Facebook, if you hit the share button, it makes a difference. It makes it go up in the ranking. And on YouTube, same thing. Thumbs up. Okay, let's get right into it. So there's a report that came out. Actually, the report came out yesterday. One report came out yesterday where two CCP members in New York City were arrested for operating as a police department in the state of New York. Now, the interesting thing is I brought this up and I talked about it because I talked about it over a year ago, right? And I actually did a small report on it the other day just talking about it, how we all knew that the CCP had a police department in the United States of America. But all of a sudden, for some reason, the Biden regime decided to send the FBI to arrest these people. Now, there's multiple reasons of why people think that this is happening. Some people seem to believe that this is happening because Biden refused to do what the CCP wants. And a bank in China decided to release some information to Republicans about the Biden crime family, about the stuff that they were doing, right? The stuff that they were doing. So they've been releasing information to the Republicans. So it's not looking good. So I'm guessing because they released that information to the Republicans about the Biden crime family, they're retaliating against the CCP police department that they've been operating here in the United States of America. So it's retaliation, if you ask me. Oh, that's kind of loud. So it's retaliation. Thank you for checking that, though. So it's, if you ask me, it's retaliation, right? On top of that, and I think part of the reason why they did is because they had these hearings in New York, and they're like, well, if Republicans start bringing this up, it's going to be even a bigger mess. So let's send in the FBI to go ahead and arrest these guys. So then if it comes up, and they said, well, the FBI is on top of it. But it's been over a year, to my understanding. They've been operating over a year. And it's not, and come to find out, it's not just in New York. They had other locations throughout the United States of America where the CCP has set up police departments. This should never happen in the first place. And you can't tell me that the Biden regime did not know about it. You can't tell me they didn't know about it. I knew about it. I knew about a foreign country coming in our country, setting up shop. You knew about it. So you mean to tell me that the Biden regime didn't know about it?
Yeah, well, there's...
Come on.
Yesterday, I actually read that they had four locations here in America, but this is breaking news today. It says 40 CCP officers with allegedly targeting U.S. residents and spreading propaganda. So, you know, we said that they were harassing dissidents and pro-democracy advocates living here in the United States from China, right? We told you that.
Right.
But this article tells us some new information. It says the group didn't stop.
Let's put it on the screen. Can we put it on the screen? Yeah, put it on the screen.
It says the group didn't stop at seeking to suppress dissident voices. The Democrats,
zoom in on that too a little bit for me.
The documents.
Zoom in on it.
Show.
Go ahead. Make it bigger. Yep, there you go. Yep, very good.
The documents show the officers also used U.S. social media to spread CCP propaganda.
Wait a minute. Read that last sentence one more time. They did what?
The CCP spread propaganda and disinformation intended to undermine U.S. national security and election integrity.
No, say it ain't so. Wait a minute. Are we talking about
Russia?
I mean, is that who we're talking about?
Russia.
Does it remind you of another story that they lied about?
Russia.
It's like I hear this voice in my head.
Russia.
I don't know what it is, but I can't put my finger on
Russia,
it.
Russia.
It's like they did the same thing, but they lied about it.
Yeah, Russia. Sentence, Will. It says the group content claimed that the U.S. democracy was inevitably doomed. Who else keeps saying that?
The left.
The left here in America.
They keep saying that. I mean, it's just really interesting. We all know about Beijing Biden. We all know about China Joe. We know about the Hunter Biden crimes that he's committed. We know about all of this stuff. But of course, the liberal media and the Democrats, they all look the other way. Like it's not a really big deal. You have 40 now that the FBI have arrested. And you know what? It's about time the FBI started arresting somebody that's actually breaking the law. It's about time, instead of going after Americans. Because ever since the Biden regime has come about, they've been arresting Americans left and left. They've been arresting them every which way they can. Arrest the Americans. If you spoke up and you want to speak out and you showed everyone that you are a God-fearing, loving American, arrest them. If you want to save the life of a child, arrest them. If you want to go to a school board and speak out against these perverted teachers and these sick adults targeting your children, arrest them. They were sending the FBI, they weaponized the FBI against the American people to arrest them. But now all of a sudden, the FBI is like, oh my goodness, what's going on? They're arresting the CCP in the United States of America? Is this a good sign? I think that they are just doing this to show face. I really do. I think they're only doing that to show face. I mean, like, okay, well, you know, we've already done so much damage in this country. We got to show the American people that we're actually on their side. Now, and I've said this multiple times, there are FBI members that are good men and women in the FBI. It's just the ones that are in control that have been doing all the corruption control them, which makes them look bad as well. But there are good men and women in the FBI. I think we all agree. If you disagree, then send me a message. Put it in the chat right now. Put it in the comment. Let me know. Say, no, Will, you're wrong. The entire FBI, there's not a single man or woman in the FBI that's not corrupt. Leave me a comment. I beg to differ, but you get entitled to your opinion. Now, Biden, you remember y'all just saw this, Joe Biden goes overseas. And he's walking around and, you know, he's completely oblivious of where he is. And he's also made statements that he's going to stay there and not come back. And I wish he stopped lying to us. I started getting excited. But then I remembered that he constantly lies. Tell me, well, I'm going to stay here. But he's coming back, right? He's coming back. It's really, really pathetic. Anyways, while he was over there, Hunter Biden was with him. Just like all the trips when Joe Biden was VP. Hunter Biden was on them with these trips and making these deals while they were there in Ukraine and Russia and China, right? He made all of these deals, making these deals while his daddy was going to do something else. Hunter Biden was doing something. And to my understanding, a smoking crackhead, pipe crackhead like Hunter Biden is not qualified to do anything. I mean, really, he's not. So what was he doing on this trip? What was he doing on his trip? And did he pay for it? Right? Because put it this way, if I want to go to another country and I get on an airplane, Will Johnson has to pay for it. I have to pay for it. If I want to go anywhere, I have to pay for it. I can't just hop on Air Force One and just fly someplace because daddy's going. And you know what? I would agree that because, you know, President Trump, when he went certain places, but they were working in his cabinet. Does Hunter Biden work at any capacity in the cabinet? Shannon, does Hunter Biden work in the cabinet at all?
No, not at all.
So was it just taking family members on trips? What is this?
Yeah. I mean, he said, actually, before he went on the trip, yeah, I'm taking my sister and, you know, Hunter, who they've never been. Some family members have never been to Ireland.
So. Just come on. Taxpayers will pay for it, right? Well, listen to Karine Jean-Pierre as he asked a question by the press corps about Hunter Biden if he paid his way or not.
Just to close the book on Ireland, since we just got back, it was a highly personal trip. There were a lot of cousins there. Did Valerie and Hunter Biden, they flew on Air Force One, did they contribute? Did they pay for airfare, accommodations, ground transportation? What?
This is not the first time. Let's be very, very clear. It is consistent with other presidents when they've had family travel with them abroad. This is nothing new. So I just want to make sure that we make that very clear to the American people. And of course, we followed every protocol that any other president or every other president has taken when their family has traveled. And so, yes. All right. We took every protocol that is necessary and needed when a family traveled. We did nothing different than past presidents. And so, yes, they paid for their way.
Okay, so she just said that they paid for their way. Can we see the receipts on that? We the American people, we're the taxpayers. I want to see the receipt on that. Because if they don't produce any receipts on it, they're lying. If they do not produce a receipt on it, and I'm hoping that someone in the press corps thought about this and went, you know what? Can y'all produce a receipt? I think it's a valid thing that you guys produce a receipt, even if they fabricate one, fabricate it even, right? And then once they produce a receipt, I'm hoping that they will verify the receipt. Because the problem here is different. Hunter Biden went on these trips in the past and made these deals. That's the difference here. That's the difference. And they don't want to acknowledge that. So let me go to this next one here, because this next one is about Chuckie Ducky Schumer. Y'all see this Chuckie Ducky Schumer? Now, he comes back and he's talking to the media, and he comes into the room and treats them just like little children. Put your hands up, everybody. Who's happy to be here? Put your hands up just like children. And what do y'all think the response was?
Good morning, everybody. And welcome back. Who's happy to be here? Raise your hands.
That's so funny. Not a single one of them raised their hand. He's like a total idiot. He's the only one raised his hand, and no one's happy to be there to see him. I mean, I think people, and I'm hoping that the press corps is finally starting to wake up to it and starting to realize that they've been duped. They've been duped going along with Chuckie Schumer, the Democrats. They've been completely duped. The First Amendment is under attack, and that will consist of them as well. I could never understand this about the media. For years, I could not understand it. And then it finally did dawn on me. What am I talking about? I'm talking about why in the world with the liberal media, just the media period, okay? Because there's been some on the conservative media that's done the same thing. And I think they just come to find out that they were all liberals. But they know the truth. They see the truth. And sometimes they're even told the truth, but they still go along with the lie. Why would they do that? And for the life of me, I couldn't understand why they would do that. And y'all seen the video where it shows all of the different media outlets and all of them popping up on the screen one at a time, and they're all saying the exact same thing. I wonder, did any of the people that were in that video with all the multiple videos, any of the news reporters, did they see that video? And how did they feel knowing that they were all saying the same propaganda? And they probably don't even look at it that way. They said, well, we all work for a press corps company, and we all get, you know, information sent to us, but they're all getting pushed propaganda. They're all getting pushed propaganda. Now, let me show you something else that is coming basically propaganda, in my opinion. Y'all heard about this story about this young black male going to the wrong house, going up to the wrong door, and a male that's 84 years old shoots him. The male is white. The young male is black. And he shoots him because he's at the wrong door. Now, before I show this video to you, let me tell you something. There's been, especially if you go on Twitter, I haven't seen him on Facebook, right? And I haven't really seen it on YouTube, but on Twitter, you can go on Twitter and they have so many videos on Twitter showing people walking to their home from their car. They get out the car, walking up to the door. People at the inside their homes, and someone rings the door, or someone's walking up to the door and they're getting robbed. I mean, there's countless videos on Twitter showing this, right? And I can't show it here because, you know, obvious reasons, right? I could on Rumble, right? I could on Rumble, but I'm on Facebook and YouTube, so I can't show it here because they don't want you to see the truth. I mean, because then it might just might wake somebody up. Me just telling you is different, right? I guess it's different. Because as long as you don't show it, you can tell it all you want, because then we can turn around and say you're not telling the truth. Just don't show the truth. So what ended up happening is that because of all these people getting robbed throughout the country, and a lot of times it's not even on video, but it's happening throughout the country, people are getting paranoid. And when someone comes up to your door and it happens to be black, I mean, it is what it is. When you look at the videos, the ones that's doing the robbing of people in their homes, they're black people. It really is. It's crazy. It's crazy to see it. The liberal media, they don't say anything about it. Of course they're not, because it doesn't fit their narrative. But more and more people are getting paranoid and they're just reacting. Which, when you have someone that's innocent, like this young male named Ralph, he was innocent. He was at the wrong door, wrong house, wrong time, wrong place, and shot him. He did survive. But I want y'all to listen to this lady that where he was going to visit. And apparently, I guess it was his relatives, or he had some family members that was at her location, at her home. And he was trying to get to her home. But I want y'all to listen, because this is a sad story. It should have never happened in the first place. But the problem that I have with it is the twist that she puts on it. Without ever even having a conversation with the guy, she puts a twist on it. And that's the bad thing.
Last night, my nephew was on his way to pick up his brothers from their friend's house a few blocks away from his house. He didn't have his phone, so he wasn't using GPS. He was just going based on the direction that my sister gave him. Unfortunately, he pulled into the driveway of the wrong house, walked up to the door, rang the doorbell. A man opened up the door, looked him in the eye, and said, "Don't ever come back here," as he shot him in the head. My nephew fell down and the man shot him again. He was able to get up and ran to the neighbor, who did not open the door. He ran to three houses before one of the neighbors said, "Put your hands up and lay on the ground." And then he laid on the ground like he passed out before the neighbor called the police for help. My nephew is 16 years old. You hear these stories about racism in America.
Right there. See, I was kind of like listening to her. I'm like, okay, yeah, you know what? None of this shit happened. It was a terrible thing. He go to one house, they didn't help him, go to another house, and we're like, oh my goodness, it's terrible, right? Someone is harmed, hurt, and they're asking for help, and no one is like really helping him. But then she goes right over to the racism issue. Now, again, you know, I've told this before. Did you know, and a lot of people don't know this, did you know 56% of the most violent crimes, 56% of the most violent crimes that take place in the United States of America are committed by black males. 56% over the entire country.
Yeah, and only 13% of the population. And
it's not even, you know what? They don't even make up 13% of the population.
Yeah, because that's the entire black population.
That's black population,
so
make up 13%. And actually, of that 13%, to my understanding, it's about like 6% male. If not less, 6 or 5% males, right? But yet they commit 56% of the most violent crimes throughout the entire country. This is why this is happening.
I mean, Will, do you not think that perhaps this neighborhood sounds like it probably has high crime?
It probably
does. That's why people were afraid to answer the door or to go outside and help somebody. They didn't know if a shooter's out there. They don't know. it may not be racist. It may be they're fearful for their life because here's someone shot. Is a person coming to shoot them some more? They don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know. And my problem again is that they interject racism without even knowing, without having a conversation with them. Maybe it is. But now, look at this one here on MSSTD. Watch this. Watch this. Because they're talking about the guy. And of course, they got to make everything about racism without finding out any information. They're automatically saying it's racist because he was white. They're automatically saying that it was a hate crime because he was white. But you notice, what did they say about the Nashville shooter? What have they said about the Nashville shooter?
Nothing.
Can I remind you what the Nashville shooter was? Do I need to remind you? But yet they don't want to say anything. But in this case here, because it fits their narrative, oh, it's a white male,
and
so
by
it
the way,
must be hate crime.
They won't even release the shooter in Nashville's manifesto. They won't even let us know what it says. Yeah. And I guarantee there's a reason why they don't.
Why? We know why.
4-year-old Andrew Lester is charged with the shooting of 16-year-old Ralph Yarrow. Well, he has just surrendered and is now in custody. NBC's Antonia Hilton has been covering this case for us. Former prosecutor Charles Coleman is back with us. Antonia, people seem not to know where he was for a while. Obviously, now we're waiting to hear more from jail officials. We would expect a booking photo, but what more do we know?
That's right, Chris. For hours this morning, community members and the family were continuing to ask, why hadn't Andrew Lester already been booked? And, you know, earlier, right after the shooting, he was briefly detained, but very quickly released. That's part of what fueled the protests in the community for days. Today, there was also a school walkout with kids trying to show their support for the 16-year-old. He's now out of the hospital and back home recovering. But this is really what the community has been demanding now for days on end. They wanted to see that booking photo. They wanted him to be behind bars.
You see this? They wanted to see that booking photo. They wanted him to be behind bars. Right. But what happened to cashless bail? What happened to about all these other hardened criminals like in New York and Oakland and St. Louis and Chi-Rock?
Yeah, they want them all released.
LA. How come they don't talk about them remaining behind bars? Right. But in this case, it's different because it fits a narrative that they want. Even if it's not that narrative, it's close enough. It's close enough. You're talking about an 84-year-old man. He probably lived by himself, probably paranoid about all the thugs trying to come and get him, right? And so he's thinking, I need to defend myself.
I mean, I still don't agree the fact that he shot him just by
opening
the door.
I don't agree with it either. But my point is he's probably 84 years old and he's like looking at all the stuff. He's probably watched MSNBC. It would not surprise me if he constantly watched MSNBC. Would not surprise me. With, you know, because they're saying, oh my goodness, they're coming to get you. Right? They're coming to get you.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Literally pitting us against each other all the time, making people fear for their life. White people get scared against black people. Black people scared of white people. I mean,
there's
a reason why they're
doing that. They're doing this because they have an agenda.
Yep. And now, then this happens. Yep. And now this kid
right
was a victim. I understand. But they're painting a different picture than they should be painting. And they're using these kids. These Democrats are getting so good about using these young children.
But they're doing the same thing that they did in 1940s Germany. The same thing, they use kids. Now, I don't know if y'all heard what she said, is that they wanted to see the mug shot, right? Now, watch this, because she just said it, that they wanted to see the mug shot of this guy being arrested, and they wanted to see him, they want him behind bars.
So this news is surely going to be met with some relief from the community.
Then they put him and make sure they put him back on the screen. 84 years old, right? He's probably scared. I'm not justifying it. It was a horrible thing that took place.
But there's additional questions still here. You know, a lot of the folks that we've talked to here at NBC have asked.
Now, here it comes. Here it comes. Where they just take it a step further, right? Listen to this. Listen carefully. If you haven't already, hit the share button. Hit the share button.
Ask the question of, you know, why he's facing these two charges, first degree assault and the second felony, armed criminal action,
listen,
but not facing a hate crime charge at this.
You hear this?
Time. That's been a major part of the discussion here. That
it was like, where's the hate crime charge? Where's the hate crime charge? Where's the hate crime charge? Really? What if it's not hate crime? What if it's just he was scared and he reacted when he shouldn't have reacted? How come it can't just be that? Right? But no, it has to be hate crime.
We heard from the prosecutor last night that there was an acknowledgement of a racial component to this case, but that's really the extent of what we know.
Okay, get off the screen. What is the racial component? What is the racial component? Oh, because he's white and the young male was black? Is that the racial component? Oh, that's all that we need to say that this was racially motivated. Is that all we need? Really? They're doing this on purpose. They're trying. I mean, you know what? They have become very good on manipulating the black community. And this is another episode that they can use to get people to go out and be extremely violent. And this is exactly what they want. But you know what they don't talk about? It was a horrible thing that happened to that young man, Ralph. Thank God he survived and thank God he's back at home. I don't think anyone disagrees on that. But the liberal media, you know what they don't talk about? Let's go full screen on this one here. Go full screen. This is what they don't talk about. And look at this. This young lady, she was with a group of friends. Her name, Kaylin Gillis, 20, was on her way to a friend's house when she was shot and killed by a homeowner after the driver of the car pulled in the wrong driveway. When deputies arrived at Mohan's property to investigate, he would not cooperate and refused to exit his house. Officials talked to him through the 911 dispatcher and in person for about an hour before he was taken into custody. Mohan was arrested on second-degree murder charges and was booked at the Warren County Jail. Now, my question again is, how come the liberal media is not talking about this? This is a similar case. Similar case.
Sure was. And you know what, Will?
Similar case. They're not talking about this one. Why not? You know why. You know why. Hit the share button if you know why.
And his name is what?
Mohammed. I'm sorry, Mohan. I apologize. Monahan.
I mean, it makes you question what his ethnicity is.
We can surely, if his name was Tom, we would know. If his name was Henry, we would
but
know.
They're not showing his shot.
If his name was
shot.
Rick, if his name was Thomas,
my
his
question name is
was Richard.
They're not showing his mugshot. No, and nobody's asking for it.
Yeah, they're not showing his. Exactly. And they're not even asking for it.
And they're not saying this white girl pulled up to this house.
No,
right?
they don't even bring up but her complexion.
In the articles for the young man, it's the black man pulled up or, you know, went to the wrong house. But this, they could care less that she's white. They could care less that she went to the wrong house.
They could care less
that it's a senseless killing.
They could care less.
Because it doesn't fit any narrative for them.
Nope. Does not fit any narrative. Okay. Let me go to this next one because this one is, it's kind of scary. And I don't want to show this to you because I want you to be scared. I want to show this to you so you are aware. Many of you probably have already seen this. This is Tucker Carlson talking to Elon Musk and talking to him about, you know, possibly something else replacing Google because of the AI. Right? The AI has been programmed. Microsoft, Google, and even there's another one, you know, FB, where they have this AI technology that they have implemented and is being programmed or has been programmed to lie to us. And they're completely okay with it. Appears to be that they're okay with it. This AI has been known to put out disinformation, and there seems to be okay with it. Elon Musk is saying maybe he's a little late to the game, but he's thinking about creating a platform similar to Google where they have their own AI that will do the truth. We shouldn't even have to do that. But you know, if they're tyrannical and they have a way of thinking that they hate freedom, they hate America. Of course, if they're programming something, they're going to program it based on their feelings for you and I. Listen to this, what he says about AI. And Google.
Back when it was a nonprofit. Yes. I mean, the reason OpenAI exists at all is that Larry Page and I used to be close friends, and I would stay at his house in Palo Alto, and I would talk to him late into the night about AI safety. And at least my perception was that Larry was not taking AI safety seriously enough.
What did he say about it?
He really seemed to be once sort of digital super intelligence, basically digital God, if you will, as soon as possible.
He wanted that?
Yes. He's made many public statements over the years that the whole goal of Google is what's called AGI, artificial general intelligence, or artificial super intelligence.
A digital God. Can y'all say spirit of the Antichrist alive and well on the planet? Do y'all still, I mean, for those of you that disagree with me, do you still disagree with me? Maybe so. And you're right. You have every right to disagree with me. But what I'm seeing, they're saying that all this is being set up so when the Antichrist come in, he can just roll it out. I mean, because they're already rolling out, but he's going to be able to roll out his tyranny, because we'll all be accustomed to digital currency, to AI having its place in the world. And you know the Antichrist is going to have a direct connection with this AI, because he's going to be all about the technology integration. Kind of like Elon Musk, but I wouldn't say that Elon Musk is the Antichrist. He's not, because if you ever read the Bible, the Antichrist comes out of the European Union. Clear. But for him to bring it up and talking about how bad it is and how it's being used for evil, that's kind of clear indication, right? Well, a lot of people still don't care. They just like, they don't like Elon Musk. They really don't. Okay, you can take it off the screen. We are at the point right now where I want to share some other stuff with you. Some poof. Poof. If you care to see it, please join me over on Rumble. Join me over on Rumble if you care to see it. We're going to put a split screen here and show it to you. How to connect with me on Rumble. Right there. Connect with me on Rumble for the rest of the broadcast so I can share it with you. Okay, so maybe it's just me. But ever since I've been, you know, changing my format up here and getting people and asking people to join me over on Rumble, it's like Facebook doesn't like it. YouTube doesn't like it. Maybe because they're saying, well, you're taking people from our platform and going to another one. Well, allow me to have free speech on the platforms and to share the truth. And I won't have to, you know, cut my segment short here on it. Right. I mean, at least they should be happy that I'm not, you know, showing stuff that they don't want me to show on the platform.
Oh, we showed stuff they didn't want to see. But there's certain triggers that you can't put on here.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to get into trigger mode. Right.
Really, but we really do love tricky. Everybody on Facebook, and we appreciate everybody tuning in.
Yep.
Monday through Friday.
Anyone send us any stars on Facebook?
We did. We got some love.
Okay.
We have
any super chats?
Chad Graves, Donna, and Lori Miller. Yeah, and we actually got a super chat from Kevin R.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We actually got a Rumble rant from Mad Mim.
Thank you so wow! Thank you so much for that Rumble rant. All right, yeah. I see people already starting to join in on Rumble.
Hey. And if you don't feel comfortable, you know, donating on those platforms, you can always go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate. There are other ways to donate.
I even have a physical address. If you go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate, my address is right there on my website. My address is there on my website if you want to support me that way.
Yep, and set a notification on your phone Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central. We will be here, Rumble, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yep, 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. All right, let's go full screen on this, and let's get everyone to join us over on Rumble. All right, join us over Rumble. Be there in like 30 seconds. We're going now. All right, we're almost there. Are we, you ended on Facebook yet? Okay. Yep. I see the done on Facebook. And what about on YouTube? We're done on YouTube? I just have to make sure before I get into the real meat of this, because you know how they are. Was it even live on YouTube? Oh, okay. Okay, I just looked on my mobile device and I did not, I still don't see it. That's interesting. Huh. Okay. Yep, there it is. All right, cool. All right, let's get to it. You can bring me back to full screen here. And what's the first one we have here that I did not want to show on the other platforms? Let's see here. Go to it. Oh, yes, this story here. Let's do split screen. Or actually, no, let's do full screen on this. Let's do full screen. Actually, before you do full screen, go back to me. I want to play this one first because I think people need to know why I want to show that comment. There's a Twitter mm-hmm. comment by Riley Gaines, right? She says, she makes you go ahead, bring this. She says, she puts a comment on Twitter about this dude. This is a dude. It's a dude. It's a man. That's a man. It's not a woman. It's a man. And so you can't talk about, I mean, I guess some people do talk about it, but I'm, you know what? I've known so many people to talk about these men that have this mental issue on, you know, Facebook and YouTube, and they penalize them. They penalize them because they're talking about the truth. I'm not going to go along with the lie. That's a man. That is a man right there. What you see right there, that is a man. I'm not going to play. I don't have to play the game. But anyways, I want y'all to listen to some of what he says. For those of you that have not seen this, listen to what he says about other people pretending to be something that they're not. You know, they call themselves trans, right? There's no such thing as trans. It's mentally ill people. Listen to what he says.
My name is Leah Thomas. I'm a transgender woman, a former college swimmer, and the first trans athlete to be named Division I NCAA champion. I started swimming when I was 5 years old. It has taught me so much. It's given me so many opportunities to learn, grow, develop, and connect with my peers. Opportunities that I wouldn't have gotten if I didn't have access to athletics. That's why it breaks my heart to see trans kids across the country lose out on these opportunities.
So it's breaking his heart because a male, biological male, is not able to beat out a biological female in sports like he's been doing. Now, let's go to the comment, the one before that. Okay, number 10. Let's go to that. Let's bring it up on the screen now and go full screen. Yep, go full screen. And look, this is the response because she's the female athlete that did the you know, the Turning Point USA event, and they were attacking her, and they even wanted to, they wanted to harm her. They want to bring bodily harm to her because they did not like the fact that she's a biological female talking about men competing in sports against her. She says under the, what is that? Under the guise of competitive fairness, are you really trying to say you would have won a national title against men? Knowing good and well that he wouldn't. Does it not break your heart to see women lose out on these opportunities? The Biden regime proposed bills that denies science, truth, and common sense. Right. That was her response to that. And of course, all of those trannies and all of the leftists and the Democrats on Twitter, they all chimed in to attack her for denying a man wanting to be a woman. Make it make sense. A man, how dare you deny him his identity? Well, in the case, they say her, but it's not a her.
Well, he's denying his identity as well.
Yeah,
so.
He's straight up denying his own identity. Then they want us to, then they get mad at us because we're not going along with the mental unstable game that he has.
I hate that the women are the ones that are being truly affected by someone else's mental illness. I mean, this is sad.
It really is.
Our society is so upside down. You can't even wrap your mind around it. Right? Because, and if you say to the left, you're the one that's wrong, they say you're hateful, you're mean, you're a bigot, and it's just like, no. You're going against the normal way God made things.
Yeah.
They don't
but
care.
You know what? But see, that's just the whole thing. A lot of people think this transgender thing is just a trend. Did you know that?
Oh, it's not a trend.
Some people think it's just a trend and it's going to go away.
Well, I mean, there was a time, I think, where, well, it is a trend in a way, but I don't think it's going away.
No, because I'm saying that some people believe it's just a trend that's going to, at some point, phase away. Because it's a blatant lie saying that a man can get pregnant. It's a blatant lie that a man can turn into a woman. It's a blatant lie that boys can become girls. It's a blatant lie what they're doing. That's so a lot of people think, rightfully so now, a lot of people believe that it's just going to, at some point, it's just going to phase away. But it's not going to.
There's a reason why Noah built the ark. Mm. Because it wasn't going away.
Yeah.
The filth of the world was not a trend. It was not going away. And God said, I'm going to wipe it clean. You're going to start over. And I'm not going to do this again. But be forewarned. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he gave us the knowledge that that's not the way it was supposed to be. And wiped it out. But there's a lot of people that won't even acknowledge it. So if they don't even acknowledge that.
A lot of sick individuals.
They want to change who God is what they want to
do. That's what their ultimate agenda is about.
Yeah.
And that's why I was saying a lot of people think it's just a trend going to go away.
But if it's God not was going to change,
because
why didn't he change Satan, during those days?
Because they know Satan is on the move and they know Satan is not going to stop any of this. Satan has to try to gather and destroy as many souls as possible. Listen to this tyrant here about all of this. And you know, they're constantly saying that trans people are under attack. Violently attacked. Where's the video at on it? Where's the proof on it?
Republicans are attacking trans and other LGBTQ kids. Mm-hmm. And it shows exactly who they are. Bigots and bullies. And I said that once and I'll say it again. Bigots and bullies.
What? So because you don't want to go along with the lie, you're now a bigot. You're a bigot because you're a bully. Because you don't want to believe that a man is a woman, a man can get pregnant. Because you don't want to believe that, now you're a bigot. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Do you agree? Let me look at the comments real quick here on Rumble. I'm going to look at the comments here on Rumble. And I'm just curious. Is there anybody on here right now agree that you are a bigot if you don't agree with the lie? Yes or no? Do you agree that you're a bigot? Yes or no? I mean, if you ask, since you're asking me, the answer is no, you're not a bigot. For you going along with the truth does not make you hateful, does not make you a bigot, does not make you a bully.
Daughter
the truth
of Christ,
is the truth.
Daughter of Christ said, I have to be brainwashed at work just to keep my job.
Really? Oh, I see that.
I mean, that's happening all the time, though. That's part of the DEI and the CRT and the...
So, you know what? A lot of people... let me tell you this story. Really quick. I've told it before, but I'm going to say it really quick. When I used to live in California, I used to have to ride a train, you know, going from work into home. Well, I used to work at this company where they were all open gay. They would have Pride Month. When the Pride Month would come, they would put the rainbow crap everywhere. They would put it up everywhere. And I remember this lady that worked at the same company. She was asking me, was I going to the Pride Parade? And I said, no. And she go, no. No. And I'm like, no. And she go, but why not?
You do that well, Will.
Right.
To say no.
That's how she did. And I'm like, why not? And she go, why not? I said, because that's not something that I support. And she goes, but you're black. I'm like, what does that have to do with it? What does that do with it? Are you suggesting that black people have the same struggle? No, it's not the same struggle. It's not the same struggle. You have five baseball players. One's white, one's Hispanic, one's black, one's Asian, one's Mexican. Which one's gay? Which one's gay? You don't know until they tell you. But I can tell you which one's white, which one's Hispanic, which one's black, which one's Indian, which one's Asian. I can tell you that. But unless they tell you, you do not know if they're living a sodomy lifestyle. You don't know. And Will Johnson's not going to ask you because I don't want to ask you. And he made me think about it because he said at the job, And it's sickening because if a lot of places that these places that they find out that you don't agree with the lie that they're pushing, they will push you out the door. You will lose your job. So I completely get it. And don't think of it that you're having to act brainwashed. Think of it like this, that you are infiltrating. You are infiltrating because we have to infiltrate this demonic stuff to know what they're doing. You know, sometimes I get emails from certain hateful groups. It's not because I agree with them, because I've infiltrated. So when you go to work, have that in your mind that you're infiltrating for God's warriors, as one of God's warriors. As one of God's warriors. I don't know. I have a t-shirt on my website called God's Warriors. And if you use promo code UAF10, you get 10% off. I'm just putting it out there, right? Because we are God's warriors. We really are. And we have to stand up. Now, talking about how the left wants to prevent everybody from being able to live the way they want to, thinking the way they want to, because they say, they try to say that they want to be inclusive. They believe in freedom, but you have to think a certain way with them. You have to think the way they want you to think, or you're hateful, you're bigot, you're a bully, according to them. Do y'all remember the story that just happened here recently where the Pentagon was hacked? Do y'all remember that? The Pentagon, it wasn't even hacked. The young man took pictures and put them out on Discord, which he should have never done it, right? He should have never done it. But the federal government, the Biden regime, they have taken this opportunity to possibly implement the disinformation board all over again to come after you because of what you're saying on social media. Not because someone from the Pentagon put something on it. They can really, be honest with you, they can care less, because they said that the young man was putting out, he was changing it up to make it look like something else, which I don't believe, because most people that leak documents, they leak it because it's the truth. And like, oh, look at this. And he probably may not even know what he was leaking. Right? He was 21. He probably didn't even know what he was leaking. He was just leaking it. They said that he was leaking to try to, oh, look what I did. Look what I got. I got classified documents. Right. But then again, maybe he did, because some of these documents were related to today and they did not like it. My point is that they're using this crisis, right? Let no crisis go to waste. They're using this to come after your free speech. The federal government has already put it out there saying that, oh, we can use this to look at social media to see what we can prevent people from saying. That's their goal. That's their agenda. Look at this young man. Look what he's saying, because he's so spot on about all of this and how the federal government is coming after you and I when it comes to our First Amendment rights and just our rights in general in America.
I speak to you today about an extremely grave issue. Over the last several months, my colleagues and I have discovered the existence of a censorship industrial complex, which consists of U.S. and other government agencies, private sector think tanks, and academic institutions that are working together to spy on and censor ordinary citizens for constitutionally protected speech online. We can't do this work alone. We need to hear directly from you if you work for the U.S. government Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the Atlantic Council, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, Graphica, Stanford Internet Observatory, University of Washington, Center for American Progress, or the Center for Countering Digital Hate Online, or any other organization that claims to be fighting misinformation, disinformation, or fighting online hate. These organizations are threatening the very foundation of our democracy and our freedom.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't, that last part, our democracy, you know, we're a constitutional republic, but we do utilize democracy.
Yeah. And I want to remind everybody who that was. He is one of the journalists that exposed the Twitter files. He's the one that testified about the weaponization of the government through Twitter. Remember, he calls himself a Democrat, but it's interesting because even he knows now that he saw what happened through Twitter, that the government is weaponizing so many things against us. And he listed, hey, if there's any, you know, whistleblowers in these areas, contact me so we can expose what's happening in America. This is sad.
It
was
really
funny
is.
To me we're going after the CCP when in a lot of ways we're doing the same thing. Our government's doing the same thing they're doing. They're going after disinformation, which is not disinformation. It's just information they don't like, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. And who is that? Let me see. Got caught looking at the... I'm not sure how you say her name there, but she's correct. Actually, two people said it. We are not a democracy, and you are 100% correct. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We utilize democracy. A lot of people don't understand that. We utilize it, right? We utilize it because what a democracy does is allow you to select the person that represents your values, right? That's what democracy is. But we are not a democracy. When they say that we are a democracy, Hitler said the same thing. You know, these communists in the past, they've all said that we're a democracy, our democracy, our democracy. They've all said it. Communists in the past have said it. That's why they want to do away with the Constitution. They want to do away with us being a constitutional republic. And that's why they constantly say democracy. Talking about those that want to do away with the Constitution, look at the Witches of the View. These Witches of the View. And I can't play the Witches of the View on Facebook and YouTube because the demons protect demons, right? Listen to this, because they're literally saying that they want Congress to police the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is the third branch of the federal government. Listen to some of this.
The problem is, how do you police the Supreme Court?
Well, Congress absolutely can and should police the Supreme Court. Residual power for our government is in Congress, yeah. Not in the executive branch, not with the president, and not with the Supreme Court. And that's because we're the closest to the people. People mm-hmm. elect and unelect us every 2 years. And so Congress can pass a judicial code of ethics for the Supreme Court. And when we do, by the way, we need to learn from our own mistakes with our congressional mm-hmm. codes of ethics, in which we have seen this exact same play, which is, oops, I'll tell you about it later. Yeah. And people get off the hook for it. And what it does is it erodes trust in government. It makes people think that Congress is corrupt, the court is corrupt, that they can't trust their federal officials. And I don't care what your political views are. A lack of trust in government is a terrible thing to witness in a democracy. And we all need to be part of pushing for more accountability.
Yeah, I remember. In democracy, I don't trust any of these career criminal politicians.
No, you know what? It's so ridiculous. Right now, AOC, they just found that she had another $9,600 in campaign funds that they don't know where they actually went.
What?
But they're dismissing it.
What?
They're letting
it go. Wait.
Right.
This is breaking news to me. I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, there's a whole article on it.
So is she still going after Clarence Thomas?
Oh, of course she's going after Clarence Thomas.
What a hip. Yeah. That's the classic example of a hypocrite.
Total hypocrite.
A total hypocrite. Total. She should be keeping her pie hole shut. So I guess what she's doing is trying to deflect.
But the fact
Look at Clarence Thomas. Don't look at what I'm doing. Look at Clarence Thomas. Don't look what I'm doing.
That woman, Katie, talk about code of ethics.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me a break. You are not to monitor or police the Supreme Court. We have the three branches in order to have a check and balances. When one wants to police the other, we're no longer a check and balance it.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And the fact that Anna said that, she's a lawyer. She should know better.
Well,
she
knows what? The Democrats, the Democrats, they don't care.
They don't.
They know better. They do know better, but they don't care. Hey, so let me say, Lisa, thank you. Lisa, you're right. She said, just call me by my name, Lisa. Lisa, you're right. We are not a democracy. Okay, let me do this real quick. Hey, everybody, please, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Support me, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Also, let me tell you about something else. Mammoth Nation. Have you ever heard of Mammoth Nation? Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. What better way to stop supporting woke companies? Right? What better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based, okay, kind of like Amazon, right? A membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. This is awesome, everybody. Should take advantage of this. Just to name a few items that you can take advantage of, they have hotels, deals that you can do, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, and so much more. Visit MammothNation.com and use promo code WHEEL to get 30% discount, to get a 30% discount on your membership. Do it today. That's MammothNation.com. Use promo code WHEEL to get 30% off your membership discount today. Or just click the link in the description below. Okay? The description is below. You can click that link. I want to thank everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Hit that thumbs up for me. Hit the thumbs up. Please hit the thumbs up, because if you don't hit the thumbs up, it doesn't make a difference on the videos. If you like what Will Johnson is doing, you like the content that I'm producing, please, you like my point of views because they line up with yours, that's another reason to hit that thumbs up. And also, if you're watching on a mobile device, I'm pretty sure you can do it on a computer too, but if you're watching on a mobile device, down below the video, I think it's going to be right there. Yep, down below the video. I'm looking at my phone. Yep, right there has a little follow button. Hit that, and right below that, you'll see share. Hit that. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0, and your promo code is Will. Or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
With the talk of nuclear fallout amongst different countries, one thing that is not discussed is a possible EMP attack. What is that, you ask? With an EMP, they can destroy cities without a single tactical nuke, which causes massive destruction. But there is a solution. With EMP Shield, you can protect yourself and your family from a possible EMP attack. To do so, simply go to EMPShield.com to find out more information. There are three goals when it comes to EMP protection. One, improve risk awareness of electromagnetic threats and hazards. Two, enhance capability to protect critical infrastructure. Three, promote effective electromagnetic instance response and recovery efforts. The United States is prepared for extreme magnetic instances, but where does that leave you? Do not depend on the government to save you. Use promo code UAFShield and take advantage of this great deal and protect yourself and your family today at EMPShield.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.